Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.
Imagine starting life as a new parent with your baby and having challenges such as nowhere to live, having to couch surf, no support, without family and friends who can help you, and perhaps even judgment. Today we're going to hear from Junction Organisation about their Young Parents Program. We'll be joined by Dr. Elisa Willis, who is the Head of Impact at Junction, and Jess, who has lived experience and is now a part of the program as peer support. Junction actually run two centres, the Hackham Community Centre and the one over in Kangaroo Island, which I was fortunate to go and visit just recently. Welcome, Elisa.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Elisa, tell us, Head of Impact and Community Centres, what's your involvement and Junction as an organisation?
So Junction is a social enterprise and we service over 10,000 South Australians every year. We offer housing services, community services, and our community centres are a really important part of that. So my role is supporting the services that are run out of our community centres, but also more generally focusing on innovation and ways of building community and building responses to people that need our services.
And Lisa, so many needs in the community, and you do have a lot of services, and particularly when you talk about housing, which is currently the squeeze on that is very tight. How do you work out what services you're going to provide?
That's an excellent question. And Junction is really interested in building our capacity to be able to respond in the ways that the community needs it most. Really importantly, we talk to the people that we work with. So our approach to lived experience, which we're about to talk about today, is an important part of that. We actually ask the people that we work with what's bothering them, how we can help them, what would be the best way in which we could improve their lives.
And Elisa, this program that we're going to be talking about today, the Young Parents Program, how did that come into being?
So we were lucky enough to be successful in applying for a grant with the Paul Ramsey Foundation. We, through our work at the Hackham Community Centre, had noticed that young parents were needing some support and something that was a little bit different to other services that are out there. There's a lot of services for parents.
I thought that when I first saw it, because I have a 10-month-old granddaughter now, so I'm now stepping down the, they're in Sydney, but it was called CAFs in my days.
That's
Mothers
right.
And Babies.
Yeah. But I guess one of the things that we've noticed about young parents is that some of those services are really geared towards perhaps older mums and dads who have really established themselves. They've got a beautiful home. They, you know, have got a great job. They've got well-standing kind of community networks and they're connected within the community. What we noticed is that young parents particularly face a degree of stigma. And so they might be reluctant to come to services like that because their pregnancies when they become pregnant at a young age are not necessarily celebrated. It's seen as something that might be a bit risky or might not be ideal for the child or for them themselves. And the content of some of those programs are often geared towards people that really have got themselves very established. We know that young people that become pregnant might be dealing with all those issues of establishing themselves, getting a house, getting a job, forging community connections, to say nothing of what it is then to learn to be a parent, how to do sleeping, how to do settling with a new baby and the demands that that takes from you.
So this program, how do people become eligible for it and who can be involved?
Well, anybody under the age of 25 who's a parent for the first time or has a young child and who lives close in a way that they can access one of our service sites where we're offering the program can just rock up and get involved. They meet with one of our wonderful social workers, Hayley, and Jess, our peer mentor, who you'll speak to in a moment about how she involves herself in meeting and greeting and building a connection with people that makes them feel able to actually attend the program.
And how long does the program go for?
So we have a cycle. The program's run in cycles. And so the first cycle, we're working with young people around the sorts of issues that they've identified that they want to talk about. So, for example, if they wanted to do first aid or if they wanted to do sleeping and settling, more traditional types of parenting information, or in fact, if they wanted to talk about what it is to have a baby, but also envisage a future for yourself that is really positive and that you can step back into the workforce or you can step back into your own hopes and dreams, and that having having a child doesn't necessarily stop you doing that. So the program runs for about 16 weeks where we're doing those that kind of content, but that is determined by the young people themselves. So we have been actually a little bit flexible on that. And then once that 16 weeks period is over, we then run another cycle of the program. And the first group of young women, if they wanted to become, take a more peer leadership type of approach, we usher them into that second cycle and third cycle and so on.
And is that where you get your peer support from, usually from the program?
That's right. That's what we hope to build to. What we've got here, and when we started the program with Jess, is a little bit different, but she'll tell you a little bit more about that. When we first established the program, we knew that we needed more than just our social work interaction. That's not to say social work isn't really important. It's a really important backbone of the program because it keeps everybody safe. It makes sure that the information and the way that we're working is based on evidence and based on what we know works. But we also needed someone who had had the lived experience of this and maybe just a little bit of distance from that original experience of being a young mum that enables them to reflect and to think about what got them through and how they have gone on to have a successful life. But we needed that really authentic conversation and capacity to connect with the young people to actually get them to want to come and to feel certain that they wouldn't be judged and that they wouldn't be considered somehow a failure just because they were young and got pregnant.
And I'm sure those three words, "you don't understand," often echo in the heads of many with lived experience, because unless somebody can truly say that they stood in those shoes, you don't feel they can help you.
Absolutely. And that's the authenticity that we're after, because we actually think that that's the secret sauce. And the learnings that we have had through partnering with the Australian Centre for Social Innovation, who have helped us co-design with young people, have really emphasised that fact, is that we, to be able to really engage people, we need to really listen to what they're telling us, that first of all, that they want to learn about, and second of all, what prevents them from accessing these services. Because sometimes it's not rocket science about what's preventing them. It can be really basic things like transport and availability and cost and all those demands of what it is to have a small child that you're responsible for. But also sometimes it's things like the fact that often these services are very medicalised. They use very technical language, social work language that can be very alienating. They're not necessarily a welcoming environment. One of the things that our engagement has shown us is that young people want to be really hosted. They want to be really, felt really special. They want it to be a celebratory experience, like you would if you had your friends over to their home. Again, it's not actually rocket science, but it does challenge agencies like Junction to think differently about how we provide services.
I think that's the whole point about community centres, isn't it? It's actually is making sure that you provide a home-like environment.
Absolutely.
Not an office, not official medical room, that makes the differences.
Absolutely.
Which is why they're so important as a place base. That's their strength.
Absolutely. And the Hackham Community Centre, I'm sure you've been there, but it looks like just a suburban house with a very beautiful garden. I have to say the garden is spectacular, but it doesn't look like a centre or a service. And that's not the feeling when you walk in. You get the sense of being part of a family. There's warmth. People speak openly. Nobody's using jargon. And so while I guess a social work service might be based there, that's just really very much under the surface of what other things are going on in the centre.
Well, let's hear from Jess now, who has had that lived experience. And obviously it was so beneficial if you become a peer support. So just start from the beginning. Why did you get involved in the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a background working in corporate with one of the big fours and navigating full-time employment with two young children was quite tricky for my mental health and also took away time from the family. And one day I was just scrolling on Seek and I seen an advertisement and it literally said young parent program, and the description was that you just needed to be yourself. Like, if you've got a lived experience being a young woman, have you successfully used services, like, we want to hear from you, please apply. And I sat on the lounge and I just remember this big smile being like, oh my goodness, like everything in my life's led me to this role. So I sat down and I did my cover letter and put all my heart and soul into it because I wanted it so badly to give back. And I applied and I was successful in my interview, and it was at Hackham Community Centre as well. So it was quite a different experience from walking into an interview in an office or a very cold corporate room to, as Alyssa had said, walking into what felt like a home. It's like a big warm hug at the front door. So the confidence for that came straight away from my interview as well, just to know this is where I want to be.
So Jess, walk us through the people that you've met on the program and how you believe the program helps.
Yeah, absolutely. So I myself fell pregnant just after high school. I was 18 and I also went on to have another child quite quickly as well. So I had two children under 21. With the young women that we work with, I describe it as, even though our journeys are quite similar, my shoes are different to your shoes. So I'm never going to pretend to fit in your shoes or understand what you're going through. But from mother to mother, I do get it. I'm not the expert in parenting, of course not. Who is, really? They don't hand you a handbook when you're leaving the hospital. But the young women that we work with are very similar to myself. When I was a young woman, I had escaped domestic violence. I was financially struggling. I didn't have any support from my father or from my family up until I was about 25 weeks pregnant. And a lot of the women that we come across, either they joining the program or it may just not be a good fit, their stories are quite similar as well, not feeling celebrated and having hardships outside of parenting as well. So what the program offers is acknowledging that you deserve to be celebrated, but also having the fantastic social worker Hayley in the program lead is acknowledging that it's different aspects that they need support with. So with housing, if they're in financial crisis as well and need to be connected to other services that aren't offered in Hackham. So yeah, it's just knowing that we are all young women with young babies with similar type of stories, but every journey is very different.
And of course, the pressure is at its greatest that we haven't seen for a really long time. Have you noticed that with people coming through the program now, with mothers coming through?
Absolutely. Some of the mothers that we meet will either be at the coming down to the centre because they're couch surfing or don't have stability in homes. They're bouncing from staying with mum to then dad, or setting up a nursery at mum's but then deciding they want to stay with their dads or their aunts. A lot, the statistics will show that a lot of the young women, or majority of the young women that do come to our program, all struggle with housing. It's one of the biggest factors as well. And I can't imagine about to give birth or having a child under the age of 5 and not knowing where you're going to live next year. Where are they going to celebrate their next birthday? Where are they going to have their first Christmas?
And of course, babies come with a whole lot of need, don't they, Jess? And it goes progressively. I can already see with my own granddaughter that you get all of these initial things and then don't need this, don't need that. A, there's a cost to buying that, but B, where do you store that? How do you take that with you on the couch? And excuse me, can I take a part of the shed as well and bring everything with me?
Yeah, absolutely. And with our young women as well, a lot don't drive. So that's one of the biggest barriers that we like to break down. So even having to pack a nappy bag because they want to go visit mum because it's getting a bit crowded at dad's, or there's been some changes in their family dynamics and not being able just to get in the car and get to a place is really tricky to navigate.
And Jess, are the journeys of the mothers follow to see where they end up, how they go? Do they keep their babies? Are they able to manage? What sort of support is there afterwards? And understand funding makes it very difficult, but what support? Is there an informal network of support?
Yeah, of course. So our program goes for 16 weeks and myself as the peer support worker, I stay connected from the minute I meet them until we celebrate on their last week. And for those that we know that need additional support or are going through a big life change, Hayley, the program lead, will connect them to a service, or will use myself having my lived experience, passing on details as though if it's for housing, we help with junction applications. So leveraging that relationship, we have been a junction employee. We also acknowledge that CAFS is a really good service as well. So if they've got health concerns with their children, we make sure that we wrap around as many services and also advocate that these are safe services that you can continue to have after we celebrate you completing the program. And we also have our peer mentoring option that's going to be rolled out, which is the most exciting part and probably the heart of the program as well. So once they finish their 16 weeks, they'll be matched to a peer mentor that has similar personalities as well, because we are all human. Not everyone's going to like each other, but acknowledging, especially with the cohort with young women, that We want to provide strength to them. So we match them with someone that's like-minded and they support them for X amount of sessions and hopefully go on to hit those goals that they've set out and fly. But they can always give us a text and always catch up and let them know what's happening at the Hackham Community Centre as well. So it's not a final goodbye. It's always a see you later.
That's absolutely fabulous. And Alice, just back to you to ask about that structure of where they move on to, because this, I'm starting to think now about the financial ramifications of the baby grows, the baby's at one and two and needs to go to childcare if they want to work and jobs and all the rest of it. Just explore for me what services are available post this program.
So it depends on what the young person needs, obviously, and one of the Hayley's roles actually in the program is to work with each young person and to explore that more broadly. So for example, if the young person was couch surfing, Hayley would be working very hard with Junction to be able to provide permanent housing solutions. If that young woman was successful in getting into a home, what that would mean is that Junction's tenancy support post-program would keep a deliberate and very intentional connection with that young person moving forward. But more broadly, obviously, part of embedding this program in a community centre is actually connecting young people or actually any parent that comes through our doors with as many services as what it is that they need. So at Hackham Community Centre, we would be working to connect young people or any type of parents to the regular playgroup. Young people can keep coming through to the playgroup, as well as things like Oz Harvest that are delivered every day to those services. I think when young people and their children have got particular needs as well, that's something that Hayley would work on with them to connect them in, and that is working with, for example, CAFs or those sorts of early childhood services, which thankfully in our state, because of the recent Royal Commission, are actually really starting to, this year we'll see the rollout of universal preschool for three-year-olds, which will make a huge difference to this particular cohort of people, because it means that they will be available to work and take up other things in life once their children move past the third birthday.
Now, we know that community centres are place-based, but they only have so much space. I'm thinking that there's a lot of equipment, things, clothes, etc., that babies move through pretty quickly. And I always thought when I was having my own children, it'd be great if people shared or put up a site. Now, tell me where that's at. Have you done anything in that area?
We certainly have. So Hayley and I are based at Hackham Community Centre, and we run one of our programs, or the program, on Fridays out of Hackham. And we also are at Fullerton and hopefully spreading our wings throughout Adelaide next year. But when it comes to clothing donations or added support, as Alyssa mentioned, we do have Oz Harvest, but we also have a wonderful community pantry down at Hackham as well. With the donations of the children's clothes, part of my role is to encourage to use those services. Please don't be embarrassed to hop into the pantry before or after the program. We have beautiful donations. And also having the opportunity as a peer support worker, I do home drop-offs at the front door as well. So if we get beautiful donations and a mum's reached out and said, I'm really struggling, my Centrelink payments haven't come through, or not able to pop down to get groceries because I'm quite unwell and don't have support, just grab a little bag out of the pantry and drop it off at their home, and then put it all in my boot of my car and travel it to our other group locations as well at Fullerton. So we always ensure that we've got a safe space for those that may not want to reach out for donations due to possible judgment. We make it safe and have it all neatly folded up, and definitely encourage to get those cute outfits before they go.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous, because I think how quickly people do move through things, but also all the well-meaning gifts that babies get given that just are not even used. You get the multiple that you don't need, but not enough of what you do need. I'm sure that there can be some matching out there with the community who'd be very happy to donate high chairs and bouncers and books and all of these things that are required for short amounts of time and last quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always open at Hackham for donations, especially when it comes to nappies, because the cost of living, and you forget those little humans go through so many nappies, but it's such a big cost between a box of nappies and a formula tin. That's $90 a week for a newborn. So always welcome for donations. We're very lucky that where we're located, the community is quite close-knit, And whenever they've got extras, they always drop it off to the centre for the community and for any programs that are run for the clients to grab them.
So if you had a wish list, what would you like to see for the program?
Oh my goodness, where do I start? If I had a wish list, if I could put myself back as being a young woman and being too embarrassed to say I can't afford tin formula or puree, I think for our young women, wish list would be, as you mentioned, high chairs, just the bare basics, somewhere safe for them to play, like playpens, nappies and the formula, and any donations of clothes as well once they get a little bit older, because we all know the family like to spoil you in those first couple of months. So we've always got lots of newborn clothes, and then once they start to hit that size one and when that novelty of having a baby wears off, can get a little bit tricky, and when that support's taken away from you, or when, you know, family members are like, you've set it up now, you've done it for a whole year, you're all good. So even clothing that's not just for babies but for toddlers or for younger children as well would always be appreciated.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your story and for sharing, Jess. We really appreciate it. Last question for you, Alyssa. Well, actually a couple of last questions. Has there been any consideration of community style living for young parents, because it is so hard to find single housing they could be sharing?
Yeah, we actually, Junction is engaging in a couple of different activities related to that. So we do, when children are approaching 18 and are able to live independently, we do pair young people up in housing options and use our own stock. That's a program that we are really committed to. And then support them through what it is to share house, because that's not an easy thing in itself. We're also, interestingly, not just doing that with young people. We're actually looking at doing that with older women. A good portion of our clients are actually older single women who are facing, you know, a really significant housing shortage. And so we're actually pairing individual women to live together and trialling some different approaches. We're really interested in that way of working, because what we're finding also is that people want community. They actually want company. And so that's something that we can really do that's about promoting connection and reducing loneliness.
Well, interestingly, women over 55 are the fastest growing rate of homelessness, which will surprise many people out there. But women do like community. And again, even with supporting with parents, there might be some intergenerational matches that you could make within that.
Absolutely.
As well, that could be a great value. It's been delightful speaking with you. How do our listeners find out more about this program?
They can contact Hackham Community Centre, or they can contact Junction Australia, either by telephone or on our website, and we will be delighted to usher people into the program.
Just give us that website, Alyssa.
JunctionAustralia.org.au.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for listening and engaging with our community conversations today. Every week, we aim to bring you stories from far and wide across South Australia and beyond. People who are game changers in our community, doing great work, plus general topics of community interest. If you have any subjects you think we should cover or any other feedback, please let us know at communitycentressa.asn.au, and feel free to share this podcast so we can engage more people in our next community conversation.
Community Conversations. For more information, check out communitycentressa.asn.au.